What's up, everybody? The garage open. It is time once again for the EG3 show. My name is Eddie Greer III, host of the EG3 show NASCAR podcast. We are all about, folks, the world of NASCAR, Xfinity Series, Monster Energy, NASCAR Cup Series, Camping World Truck Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And tonight, it is the weekly edition of the Stage Break edition of the podcast. We'll get into what I'm going to talk about here momentarily. Yes, this podcast continues to grow slowly. I'll end this episode with a little news on that. But yes, folks, I told you on the post-race podcast from Kansas a few days ago that the 42 team, Steve O'Donnell, probably predicted penalties coming for that team. And sure enough, yesterday, the penalties, the law was laid down firmly. But is it enough? Not just the 42 team, but up until this year, the penalties have been for rear suspensions, failing post-tech, whatnot. But all of a sudden, we're getting a flock of penalties virtue of the window. Who would have thunk that? I mean, you talk about one of the more critical parts of the race car. I mean, up until this point, we've heard about penalties being laid down due to failing post-race tech and then loose lug nuts, things like that. And the most common one up until now has been the rear suspension. And Kyle Larson, the 42, Chip Ganassi get hit with the latest L1 penalty. This is like the fifth or sixth one we have seen this season. And it's funny enough that Steve O'Donnell basically said penalties are coming as soon as that 42 car hit pit road after the Kansas race. So obviously, I did not see the damage to that window. I was up in the stands. But Steve O'Donnell and probably everybody else in NASCAR was waiting on CV to back those words up and predict. And soon enough, maybe even a day earlier, but Wednesdays are penalty day, and we have seen a lot of penalties throughout this first half, and this is the latest one. We saw three NASCAR Cup Series teams getting hit with penalties after Dover, Suarez, Bowyer, and Austin Dillon, and now we see the 42 team, and then one official said, that's what I definitely agree on, which I'm going to have my opinion on here as we move along this stage break, that the penalties, especially with trying to get advantage on a bent window, should be hammered even more instead of this 40-point crap that we're seeing so far in, after this first half of the season. Yes, we're in the All-Star break getting ready this weekend for the All-Star race, which has its own unpredictabilities with this new package migrated from the Xfinity Series at Indianapolis. Very anticipated to see how that's going to go. But the focus is this penalty. And when I read this on NASCAR on NBC last night, NASCAR official in this article said the next penalty should be a harsher. What next penalty? The next penalty, it should be all penalties after this one. In my opinion, whatever window or rear suspension or whatever NASCAR teams are trying to tinker with, trying to get some stupid advantage, they should get hit harder. I mean, just look at these penalties, little dink and dunk penalties. Oh, 20 points off, you know, all this other stuff. The crew chief fines. Crew chief fine is, I think, fine where it's at. But the points is where I'm different than probably everybody else on here. If you get hit with L1 penalty, the points that you earn for that night. And I'm totally on board with the playoff points. And Kyle Larson earned his playoff point the other night, but that's been taken away due to the L1 penalty. I'm on board with that. But also, whatever points you earn outside of the playoff points should be taken away also. So basically what I'm saying is you get hit with tag with L1 penalty, whether it's the stupid rear end suspension or the window, which to me, Everybody's jumping on board with, that guy's window is off. by a few markers or something like that. If you get hit with the next penalty, it should be harsher from here on out. If anything else, because even Kevin Harvick, you know, this was started the trend. Harvick on this massive roll of wins here in 2018, 5 wins already, and he's in this group of little fish sharp too, because he started this, him and that team on all. I know Rodney Childers is one of the best crew chiefs in the garage and whatnot, you know, and I was kind of critical on this also, you know, just a teeny bit about how, you know, this was in the middle of the race that the rear window got loose and all of a sudden caved in a little bit and whatnot, and then obviously we know what happened after next week. Harvick went out and still beat the competition at Phoenix, and like kind of a, I'm trying to find a word, Harvick kind of smartly, you know, patted the window after Phoenix and all that. Oh, it held up nicely and all that. We know clearly they have speed, but yes, you know, Harvick can say, yeah, you know, he can accuse the 78 Truex, yeah, what happened last year and all that. You had an advantage and whatnot. So you're saying that you do have an advantage, that the window or whatever, you know, the front end of the race car this year, you know, the new packages favored the Ford clearly, and the Toyotas have been behind slightly, but they're still up there in the mix, but not leading all these laps like Kevin Harvick has this year in Chevrolet. Backing up to this point, you know, you should take all the points away, and not just the playoff points, all the points that you earn. So whether you finish 5th or 15th or 20th, wherever you at, not just to take away the playoff points, but take away all the points. That way, especially if you haven't won a race like Kyle Larson has, or a stage point like Kyle Larson has, and Chevrolet, we documented their struggles, and they got some work to do, and this package coming in this All-Star weekend doesn't really help much at all. What NASCAR is hoping for is to see side-by-side, back-and-forth, switching for lead racing. We're going to be finding that out here in a couple days. EG3 Show, this is your weekly stage break. Eddie Gray III, host of the EG3 Show. Break it down. Talking about Kyle Larson, the latest L1 penalty. And I bet you nobody has said that take all the drop points away earned in that race, whether it's second place, third place, you get hit with L1 penalty, all those points should be deductible, and you get basically nothing, and that should be a penalty along with the fine. And I still don't understand the car tube suspension. Yeah, again, I've said this multiple times. I'm sorry, folks, for being repetitive when it comes to this situation. But again, the crew chief should be suspended, not the car chief. But maybe some part of me does understand a little bit that the car chief does work on the cars a lot more than the crew chief. But the crew chief does put emphasis on the race car. But again, you don't hear the basketball coach Steve Kerr get suspended, or actually assistant basketball coach for Golden State Warriors get suspended. You don't hear Boston assistant coach get suspended or whatnot. It starts with the top of the team. That's who gets suspended. So I still 95% agree that crew chief should be suspended and not the car chief. Make things a little bit harder for your race team. So I'm still a part of that. But I agree with the NASCAR official, whoever said that it should be much harsher. And yes, if NASCAR wanted to, they could ramp up the penalties. But for some reason, I don't think, you know, they've been consistent. Let's get one thing straight. They've been consistent with the penalties, with the deductibles of the penalties. But yes, I definitely agree this should be a little bit more higher now for whoever, from the start of the second half of the year. When the Coca-Cola 600 rolls around next weekend, whoever gets hit with L1 penalties, whether it's the window brace or something dumb, that the penalties should be up a notch and should be at least a race. Because that's what goes back to what I've been saying here tonight, that take away all the points, including the playoff points, whoever won the stage one, stage two, whatnot, and won the race too. So Kyle Larson, that is big for him. He ain't going to get his playoff point, and he's still shut out. And with the result of Kyle Larson's penalty, he's not even a top 10 no more, which leaves no Chevrolets in the top 10. My goodness. So it goes back to my point from post-race Kansas. If you have not listened to it, I encourage all of you guys to go back and listen to it. It's a fun podcast. I recommend it on the EG3 show. So, Chevrolet, you know, other than somebody said, and I haven't finished this episode yet on one of these podcasts, but somebody said, I won't mention name, that Chevrolet, you know, has had some speed in the camp. All Chevrolets have had shown speed of camp. What Chevrolet are you talking about? The only Chevrolet I've seen who's had consistent speed, even though he has got hit with the penalty and it's been kind of been up and down in his first half, has been Kyle Larson to me. Nobody has seen, when we've seen Alex Bowman a little bit, William Byron here and there, but the Chevrolet camp has been, and Austin Dillon, you know, to me that don't really count because, you know, the unpredictability on plate tracks and Austin Dillon has been a non-factor. It's been really not present since that victory. And you go back to, again, everybody's waiting on Jimmy Johnson, you know, to come alive. Oh, Jimmy Johnson, you know, all this other stuff. And yet, Kyle Larson has been at least the consistent force for Chevrolet here in the first half. I mean, it's a shame that he gets hit with this weird window penalty again, which has been a common penalty, this common trend, like Larry Mack said on Race Hub this week, that even he's getting a little suspicious about what's going on. Yep. So, yeah, Chevrolet as a whole, you know, all this anticipation going in to this regular season about, you know, we're going to have a chance to go up here and race the Toyotas and whatnot. And even then, Ford wasn't in the conversation until they have laid down 6 wins, all of them virtue of Stuart Haas. And you have Toyotas of Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. having one of those wins also in the mix, are locked into the playoffs. So you're talking about one freaking guy who has dominated the first half of the season. That's Kevin Harvick, who's also been a victim of his rear window penalty and also been accused also having that speed, even though, you know, we've seen him from week-to-week basis having, he's been the guy to beat every freaking week. But the Chevrolet camp, they're going to have to get it together and get it together soon. Because other than Kyle Larson, I don't, I mean, there's Chevys that are in the playoffs right now. But, you know, Ford, they came alive last year in the playoffs, and that's what got them on this roll. Yes, they're going to the Mustangs next year. So, you know, that's going to be interesting. I know that's months down the road here. As we're in our All-Star break now, but the Mustangs, you know, how that's going to play out. You know, the Xfinity, they already have experience in racing in the Xfinity series. But that's just another twist and turn, another angle that some of these Ford camps got to deal with. I mean, Penske's had a lot of experience with the Mustangs, and even Stuart Haas as well, with Cole Custer behind the 00 in the Xfinity series for that team. So I'm sure they'll get a hand on it, but we're talking about right now, in the present moment, that Chevrolet, no top 10s at all. The first half of the season, and Kyle Larson haven't won a race. Some of your biggest NASCAR Cup Series guys haven't won a race. Blaney, Elliott. You know, Elliott, we're going to be seeing again in the Open Saturday afternoon. Keselowski, Denny Hamlin, and that's because of one guy, Kevin Harvick, you know, taking all the points away, and now he's playing games in the field. Like, hey, we'll see how that long this lasts. That's a whole nother podcast I can talk about probably in the near future time because he took away points from Larson. But, you know, Larson and Blaney opened up the door, really, for Harvick to go grab the latest win because those two went at it, and you know, you saw how it all played out. So other than that, you know, on the back end of this article, you know, I think NASCAR talked about these penalties, these rear window violations. So, you know, these they have to stop, and going forward, I believe NASCAR wants to ramp up the penalties, which was mentioned in the article, and the fines range to $25,000 to $75,000 is right where it is. But this back-to-back weeks now, and this is not this is not the first time we've gone back-to-back with L1 penalties. You go back to Las Vegas and Phoenix. That West Coast swing, Chase Elliott got hit with an L1 penalty, but it was something due to the rear end of that number 9 machine. He got hit with the penalty, and that's why he's back there around that bubble area, which you do not want to be at. Come trying to race for a spot for the chase, or excuse me, the playoffs. Excuse me. So sometimes I say that, but the NASCAR playoffs and Chase Elliott, that's where you do not want to be. And that's kind of really surprising things because penalties have taken him out of the running. And so, really, my opinion on this situation here with the 42 and really with these other five drivers who've gotten hit with penalties is, I definitely think, you know, keep the fines where they are. And maybe ramp up to $75,000 and then take away all the points earned that night, including keep away with the playoff points earned that night also. That will make him probably ease up a little bit with trying to do whatever it is they're trying to do. And Larson is the latest victim. So NASCAR, they got to stay on their word like they did with the penalty on the 42. And if they're going to do it, they're going to have to start next with the Coca-Cola 600, whoever gets caught red-handed, hit them hard, and hit them hard with the points, because that right there, I mean, especially you earn a trip to the playoffs, that could be taken away, and it could ruin your season. So definitely, it's not one of those, not quite a Joey Logano situation like last year. You know, he won the race last year, and then he got hit with the penalty, and that really changed his season to the dumps. So, and we all know where that went. Logano missed the playoffs. He struggled throughout the rest of the regular season. So, definitely a penalty like that can definitely change the season, especially if you're trying to fight your way to the playoffs. So, I'm on board with ramping the penalties up and take all the points away. Don't just take the playoff point. Take all the points earned for that night. EG3 show rolling on the stage break. Just a few more minutes on tonight's weekly stage break, and it ends with this with the 78 massive power saw. Is NASCAR trying to take the fun out of it? That was the best thing that happened. That's probably maybe the top five best things that happened this year. I know Truex got another wreck at Talladega, but NASCAR made the decision that we're not going to see no more power tools, big ass power tools no more. And you know, that was freaking creative by Cole Pern and most notably, really, Blake Harris, who wanted to use that thing so doggone badly. Well, we had an opportunity to use that as well. And then going back again, reading on NASCAR on NBC article last night, after images and video of the saw in the pit stop that went viral on social media a couple weeks ago at Talladega, NASCAR announced yesterday that it was mandating teams only to use traditional battery power equipment. So we're going back to the boring days, folks, you know. So we're going back, you know, to using the NASCAR crappy equipment that has been accused of so far this year, like the pit guns on top of the board. We have seen that malfunction. And, you know, for what it is, I mean, you got to give an A-plus for creativity for sure. But unfortunately, we're not going to see that kind of, I mean, we ain't even seen that on restricted play tracks. You're not going to see the big wrecks. That's an automatic right there. And nobody didn't come think about that until Blake Harris did. So applaud them for using it and getting Truex back out there on the racetrack to salvage whatever finish he got that weekend. But NASCAR says no more. You're gonna use what we use, which is boring ass equipment. So definitely, or not working equipment. So, I mean, I understand what NASCAR is coming from, but dang, you know, let's just make things a little bit less exciting for everybody. So, but that was pretty redonkulous, if you ask me, to see that power saw up there and up into use for that reason then. But unfortunately, we're not going to see it anytime soon. But hey, at least Blake Harris had an opportunity to put that thing, big ass thing, to work, and it did its work at least for that week. So NASCAR putting clamps down on the massive power saw for the end of its NASCAR existence. EG3 show, Eddie Greer III. EG3 show on facebook.com/EG3 show. Keep your eyes to the ground this weekend. All-Star weekend around the corner, and unpredictability arises with this basically restricted plate adventure. It's going to be really interesting to see, to find out who's going to emerge from the All-Star Open. Of course, again, we'll explain the rules to you guys on tomorrow. I'll record a preview tomorrow. I'll have that explained for you guys. And of course, EG3 Show, Podcast Center, Audio Boom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes. Continue to follow us, subscribe, rate, and if you do have time on your hands this weekend, or any time for that matter, if you do a review on the podcast and leave a question for me as well. I have a couple of questions in the bank for tomorrow. I'm going to only pick one though. But you have a question, you can leave me a question on my inbox, Twitter, at @EdEdEddie_EG3. Again, my Twitter handle at @EdEdEddie_EG3. Inbox me a question, and it could be on the next episode on the EG3 podcast, or you can leave it on our Facebook page. And again, we're going to work on that to try to get more insight from the fans on that. Again, I mentioned that the EG3 Show podcast continues to grow bit by bit. Well, we are on iHeartRadio as well. I did not find this out until I got home this last weekend from the races, and I was astonished. So again, so another podcast ad to keep your eyes on. Also, add iHeartRadio to the business as well. So excited to have them on as well. iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, you name it, we got it. We're continuing to grow, and that's what we're all about here, folks, on the EG3 Show podcast. Get with it, and you know what my other motto on the show is? Join the movement, ladies and gentlemen. Join the movement on the EG3 Show. We had some new listeners from the East Coast from this past weekend as well. Man, we are continuing to grow, and that's what we're all about, trying to get better and trying to impact NASCAR fans, or even the newest NASCAR fan out there, about what is happening in all three divisions. Man, so pumped up as usual, and cannot be any more excited than coming off that weekend, hopefully seeing a more, what we probably saw last week, but more of the same exciting racing. Hopefully this package will deliver. We'll have to find out. It's a wait and see game, and hopefully it will deliver on Saturday night. But for right now, ladies and gentlemen, EG3 Show, that's a wrap here tonight for the EG3 Show Stage Break Edition tonight. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's Stage Break Edition, talking L1 penalties. I'm Eddie Greer III saying thank you so much once again for making this happen, the EG3 Show, where it all is every week. EG3 Show, we're rolling to Charlotte this weekend. Again, I'll record a preview tomorrow for you guys, get you pumped up for the Open and the All-Star Race. It's going to be a good weekend, folks. Hopefully, some great action, what we saw late at Kansas last week. But for now, the garage is closed tonight on the EG3 Show. Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for tuning in to the EG3 Show podcast again. And also, along with that, spread the word to your NASCAR friends or your friends who do podcasts. Let them know about the EG3 Show. We are up and coming continuously. Garage is closed. Good night. Eddie Greer III. We'll talk to you next time on the EG3 Show podcast. We out.